12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW-WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 88, tonight clear with a low of 67. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County Health Department has been notified of one additional positive case of COVID-19 in the county. The new case is a female in her 60s, and she brings the county's total to 28 cases. 18 people have recovered, 9 are currently isolating at home, and no one is hospitalized with the virus. One person with a confirmed positive test has passed away. The department will continue to investigate each case to ensure the isolation of the positive patient, and it will place close contacts that were exposed to the patient on quarantine for at least 14 days. Anyone contacted by public health officials should respond quickly. The number of cases can be reduced by adhering to Restore Illinois recommendations, washing hands frequently, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces, and socially distancing. More news next.
Newly graduated or a seasoned nurse? Your career is here. Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics have full and part-time job opportunities close to home. We offer competitive pay with RNs starting at $23.50 an hour, a team environment great for learning, and most positions offer an attractive benefit package, including medical, dental, vision, and paid time off. To find out more about Hamilton Memorial Hospital career opportunities, visit hmhospital.org and click on careers. Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics is an equal opportunity employer.
You can buy more of what you want when you save on what you need. Save on meal ingredients by shopping Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmi. Little Giant's team of buyers are constantly scanning wholesalers, looking for pantry favorites and meal ingredients at astonishing savings just so you can shop confidently, knowing that you can come in anytime and find great deals from fresh cuts of meat and grocery items to deli, fresh produce, and frozen goods. See just how much more your dollar buys at Little Giant Grocery, Carmi, Illinois.
Climb to new heights with the one-year electrical distribution systems program only at Frontier Community College. If you like working outdoors or are interested in becoming an electrical lineman, this is the program for you. Our instructor, Jerry Kinney, will teach students the basic skills required to be an electrical lineman, including safety, pole climbing, equipment operation, transformer theory and operation, hurtman rescue, and much more. Electrical lineman is a great career with excellent benefits. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to speak to an advisor today.
In other news, the North Wayne Community Unit School District met earlier this week and accepted the resignation of Sheila Massey as Johnsonville Pre-K aide and bus driver. Holly Engel was employed to fill Massey's positions for the upcoming school year. In other business, the board approved updates to two policies. A special meeting will be held at 7 p.m. on Thursday in the Sisney Middle School cafeteria, and the regular August meeting will be held at Johnsonville School at 7 p.m. on August 19th. Wayne County deputies arrested two people in the past day. 32-year-old Sisney resident Nathan S. Foley was arrested late last night on a charge of retail theft. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held pending the posting of $120 bond. 24-year-old Fairfield resident Quilla M. Hart was arrested early this morning on charges of aggravated battery, resisting or obstructing a peace officer, and criminal trespass to real property. Hart was taken to the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Carmi police arrested Travis C.K. Gill early this morning on an Edwards County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended license. He was held in the White County Jail, pending the posting of $100 bond. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has announced Emily Rush as its July Employee of the Month. A registered nurse in the Surgical Services Department, Rush has been with FMH since December of 2007. Hospital officials say she is willing to help where needed, even if it's not her assignment for the day. And Surgical Services Director Hazel Vest also praised the care she shows her patients. The Jefferson County Health Department is encouraging anyone who visited the Mount Vernon Applebee's between July 9th and 19th to seek a vaccine for hepatitis A as soon as possible. The department says those at the restaurant may have been exposed, and hepatitis A is spread when someone unknowingly ingests the virus through personal contact with an infected person or through eating contaminated food or drink. Symptoms can last up to 2 months and include fatigue, nausea, stomach pain, diarrhea, and jaundice. Jefferson County Communicable Disease and Environmental Health staff have been working with the management of Applebee's to educate and vaccinate staff members. They have cooperated fully with the investigation, and the Applebee's facility has been thoroughly cleaned and sanitized. The best way to prevent hepatitis A is to get vaccinated. Vaccination needs to occur within 2 weeks after an exposure and before symptoms appear. More information on the disease can be found at cdc.gov/hepatitis/HAV. The National Weather Service has released the Central Region Climate Outlook for August to October, according to meteorologist Brian Pierce.
We are showing a weak signal favoring warmer than normal temperatures at this time, and there is no clear-cut signal at this moment indicating precipitation trends. We have been drier than normal. We just had some very much-needed rain in the area. But beyond that, we are still looking at the possibility of drier than normal conditions developing. And that combined, if we have above normal temperatures, will unfortunately dry out the ground and then create problems.
Pierce says a La Nina watch has been issued for the next 6 months, which could mean colder temperatures and wetter than normal conditions this winter. Fairfield Community High School plans to switch to a block schedule for the 2020-2021 school year, according to Athletic Director Bobby Wells.
For instance, all of our students on what we're going to eliminate seminar for this year and this year only on Monday, and it would be Monday and Thursday. You would have your first hour class, you would have your third hour class, and those would be almost an hour and 35, hour and 40 minutes apiece. Between there, we're going to have a 10-minute mask break, and then what we'll do on that Monday and Thursday as well, you will have your fifth and your sixth hour class, or lunch, depending upon which you have, and that class will only be 45 minutes. Or your lunch period will only be 45 minutes. Then you'll come to your 7th hour class and you'll have it again for the hour and 40 to take you through the day. Tuesday and Friday, you'll do your 2nd hour class, your 4th hour class. Again, you will have your 5th and your 6th hour class, 45 minutes apiece, so we can keep those dual lunches to keep kids separate during the dual lunches. And then your 8th hour class on those days. And then Wednesday, we're doing all remote learning.
Appearing on the Community Connection this morning, Wells said the building will be deep cleaned on Wednesdays, and teachers will be in contact with students via Zoom or some other format to answer questions. A primary factor in the move to block scheduling was the desire to reduce passing in hallways, and he said the plan was made with other districts' plans in mind.
Some districts are only sending the kids 2 days a week. Some are sending the kids all 4 days, but they're cutting the class periods down to 30 minutes to try to get all of them in and letting them out early. And we just felt as a faculty and staff, we want the best interest physically, health-wise of the kids, but we've also got to provide a real education. And going for 30 minutes at a time for every class period, you're basically just going to be getting started and then going on to the next class. Then you're passing periods again and everything like that.
FCHS will offer an all-e-learning option for immunocompromised students, as well as for families who simply don't want to return in person and follow required guidelines. On-campus dual credit classes should not be affected by the plan, but Wells says all plans are incredibly volatile and could change any minute as the state grapples with the coronavirus. Fairfield Public School District 112 has released its plan to return to classrooms this fall. For the first 9 weeks, the district will have a modified school day of 8:10 to 1 for Northside and 8:10 to 1:10 for Center Street. The district says returning to an in-person setting is ideal, but it understands it may not be a viable option for all students. Those that do return will be required to wear a face covering at all times inside the buildings, except while eating breakfast or lunch. The recommendation was discussed with the Wayne County Health Department and is subject to change as state guidelines evolve. Face shields are not included in appropriate coverings, and students who don't have their own face covering will be provided with one when they arrive at school. Every student entering the buildings will have their temperatures taken via touchless thermal imaging thermometers. Students who refuse to follow the requirements will be sent home for the day to finish their assignments through remote learning. They will be allowed to return the next day, provided they follow the guidelines. Repeat offenders must transition to distance learning until the end of the 9 weeks. Families who wish to opt in to distance learning must do so by August 7th. Expectations will be the same as in-person learning, and whichever option is selected, students must remain in it for a 4-week period. They may switch options at the end of the 4 weeks by giving notice by September 8th. The state encourages families to provide their own transportation when possible. Buses will still run, but in compliance with state guidelines, no more than 50 individuals may be on each one. Buses will have hand sanitizer and assigned seats. Should a student or staff member test positive for COVID-19, they must isolate at home for 14 days. Any individual who had close contact must also quarantine for 14 days. Jasper Grade School also released its return-to-school plan for the upcoming year. As with New Hope, remote learning will only be available for students who have a compromised immune system or other medical complications, or whose immediate family suffers from those conditions, as verified by a primary care physician. Remote learning instruction will be aligned to Illinois learning standards and must contain 5 hours of instruction, including required academic work. A request for remote learning must be completed by August 7th, and a student participating in it will be unable to partake in extracurricular activities. Students placed in quarantine due to exposure to COVID-19 may opt to complete remote learning during that time. Jasper says it will not enforce mask wearing during class time, PE, or while eating, as it believes it can maintain social distancing and interaction protocols. Masks will be required, and they must be worn on buses, as well as in hallways when social distancing may not be practical. The district has ordered masks and anticipates receiving them before school opens, but parents should send a mask with their child. Students will have their temperatures taken before getting on a bus, and a student with a temperature above 100.4 will not be allowed on the bus or in the school. All non-bus riding students will have their temperatures taken prior to entering the building. The school says the situation is fluid and its plan could be altered as new developments arise. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,624 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 20 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 166,925 cases and 7,367 deaths. New cases were reported in most counties in southeastern Illinois, with the exceptions of Edwards, Wabash, Hamilton, Clay, Richland, Jasper, Pope, and Hardin counties, according to coronavirus.illinois.gov. Lawrence County added 2 to reach 32 on the state site, and White County added 1 to reach 36. Jefferson County reported 6 new cases to bring its total to 152, and Marion County reported 3 to reach 104. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for July 16th through the 22nd was 3.4%. In the southern region of the state, the latest positivity rate available was 4.8% on the 20th, and the rate has increased 6 days from the 11th to the 20th. Hospital admissions increased by 1 in the same time span. The Illinois Department of Employment Security is warning the public about a nationwide fraud scheme. Kim Howard reports.
The scheme is primarily impacting each state's federal pandemic unemployment assistance program. Governor J.B. Pritzker says anyone getting a debit card in the mail, although they never applied for PUA, needs to be on alert.
Federal authorities have informed states that your personal identifying information may likely have been obtained in prior breaches of corporate or other databases, like the massive Equifax breach. That means it's possible that your personal identifying information was used in this scheme. If you received a debit card in the mail, do not activate it. It's also highly recommended that you check your credit report for possible suspicious activity.
If this happens to you, report it to IDES. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Lawmakers in Washington are working on another stimulus package, and Congressman Darren LaHood said a big talking point focuses on litigation protections for businesses against coronavirus infections. He said small businesses are already hurting, and the last thing they need is a lawsuit.
There's a lot of personal injury lawyers out there that are starting to sue businesses because of COVID. So if somebody gets sick and they think it came from the restaurant, they're filing lawsuits. Obviously, there is a way within the law right now that you can file a lawsuit. But with COVID, we don't know where it comes from, how it got there. And so there's tremendous liability issues for businesses and companies that are trying to get through COVID. You know, they're exercising their deep cleaning, their hygiene, their sanitation. And we don't know enough about COVID where it comes from. But my point is, businesses, the last thing they need to be worried about is getting sued, is having their business shut down. And so we want to put in this next package liability protection that is temporary, that'll last until we get a cure or a vaccine or a treatment to help those businesses. So the last thing a small restaurant or a bar or a business needs to worry about is being sued because of COVID. So liability protection has to be a part of that.
LaHood also voiced his concerns on unemployment compensation from the last stimulus package. He said current unemployment insurance incentivizes people not to work, and he wants to put a limit on how much individuals can receive. Additionally, the new bill could allocate relief for businesses disproportionately affected during the pandemic, along with aid for municipalities that have been hard hit. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hosselton or Daniel Fopay at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Jay Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel's Summertime Super Celebration is all happening this month. Our biggest sale of the year on all new and pre-owned vehicles. Every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram has been super sale priced. Up to $11,001 off Rams and F-150s, and up to $7,001 off Renegades. Over 200 pre-owned bargains available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. We are saving you every dollar we can at JayWildermanAutoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
Ubinger's Furniture cares about our customers. So to help you with your furniture and bedding purchases, we're offering up to 4 years free financing. Minimum purchase and approval required. See store for details. At Ubinger's, we have everything you need to make your home more comfortable. It's time to sink into a comfy new recliner, sofa, or luxurious new mattress. So shop now with no money down and up to 4 years free financing. Only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deal's worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 88. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,504, down 148 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,339, down 122. September crude oil is at $40.88. That is down 19 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old Gary Morris died on Wednesday. He owned Mideast Supply for 50 years. Gary Morris is survived by his wife, Shirley, daughters Stacy Morris of Fairfield and Alicia Morris of Ohio, three grandchildren, and sister Gail Pippin of Mount Carmel. Services for Gary Morris will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, with cremation to follow. Memorials may be made to the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 58-year-old Glen Carbon resident Laura Garner died last Friday. Laura Garner is survived by two daughters, mother Dorothy Weber of Wayne City, siblings David Weber of Wayne City, Dale Weber of El Paso, Alan Patterson of South Carolina, Stephen Weber of Wayne City, and Christine Winland of Bluford, and several nieces and nephews. A celebration of life service for Laura Garner will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Mercy Health Foundation. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today, sunny skies, high near 88. Overnight tonight, clear with a low around 67. Saturday, sunny with a high near 89 and a low around 70. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high near 90 and a low around 72. And looking at the beginning of the week, showers and thunderstorms likely for Monday, high near 88. Showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 84. And mostly sunny skies for Wednesday. Wednesday's high near 85 degrees.